Hey, everybody, and welcome to Bachelor Chad. We changed the name, but it's still same shit, maybe even better. So today we have a lot to talk about. I want to introduce you to my co-host, Renee Ariel. So we're going to be meeting her today, talking about a whole bunch of stuff, as well as The Bachelor, and getting to know some of my past, as well as hers.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What a great song to come in on.
Right. I'm stoked about it. Solid choice.
Wow. Well, I have to say, for a first episode, that was a great song pick. I'm very proud to be your co-host.
Yeah. It feels good.
All right, Chad. So, wow, we have a lot to talk about today. As you said, I'm Renee Ariel. No, I wasn't on The Bachelor. I don't know if you know
this. Not yet.
But as you are Bachelor Chad, I like to say I'm Bachelor After Show Renee.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Chad and I just met. We're really excited to do this show together. We felt like we needed a female perspective on talking about all sorts of topics.
Absolutely. I mean, it helps so much to be able to just kind of shoot back and forth a little bit versus just me talking to myself sometimes. Or talking to cast, you know, it's good to get an outside perspective, too. Because
totally.
I think once you're on the show yourself, you think in very, like, straight terms of why things are the way they are.
Oh, yeah. And, like, my only perspective is just from being an audience member, a viewer. Yeah. Because I'm a huge fan of the show. I was so excited to come on here, and we're doing a little fun thing today. We're asking each other questions after social media stalking, like I think you're supposed to do before you meet anyone now.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I have so many questions because you were one of the biggest villains possibly in Bachelor history.
Yeah, I guess so.
How does that feel?
How does it feel? I mean, I don't know. I guess it worked out for me, you know? I mean,
1,000%.
I'm still doing a bunch of stuff, but at the same time, it's like I'm still having to fight this, like, hey, are you that asshole? And I'm just like, well, no, like.
It's a lot of it's editing, truthfully. Yeah. I mean, I met you very, like, what, yes,
it's
literally
editing,
yesterday, 2 days
it's
ago?
Pushing. It's a lot of, like, things are geared toward, once you start falling into that, there's a big team of people to help kick you into that hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
You're already falling. It's like, well, we're going to punch you fully into it.
I've definitely gotten that vibe. I want to know, so before this, I know you were doing Chad's World. What right. do you think is the difference between Bachelor Chad and Chad's World?
So Bachelor Chad, I want to get into more. First off, I want to do more Bachelor people. That was kind of the concept that we basically started the show on. And I think I had like one Bachelor guy. I don't know why. I never reached out to anybody, and I never ended up doing it. I'd like to talk to people a lot more about like dating, mm-hmm. Dating advice, what to do in today's world, just because as somebody who's been on TV, I've probably done more online dating, you know what I mean? Than most guys have done in their entire lives or could do in 100 lifetimes. So,
well, I feel you. I'm also on the dating apps. For those of you who don't know, so I'm a dating blogger. So I find this very fascinating, kind of getting the guy's point of view, especially because you probably have a lot of experience dating online. You did the reality show thing multiple.
I have
multiple.
Like 30, 40 messages right now I haven't responded to today.
Can't relate. I don't know. Not same here. So are you currently dating now?
Yeah, I actually just got back out there. So, you know, I did the show and then they had that whole Kinder thing people are talking about. But in the real world, I mean, I finally have decided to actually go back to just dating people in the real world and see what happens. I mean,
it's all you can really hope for, honestly.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you always find a girl on TV and you're hoping that she's pretending to act like she's crazy for TV. Like, oh, she's playing it up. You know, this is what she does to get on the show. 99% of the time, and what I've experienced is they are not playing it up for TV. They are playing it down.
Really? Would you say that, have you met any possible, like, potential partners on the show? Or do you think in your experience they all turn out to be more, like you're saying, fake or crazy or kind of this character that's too much?
I think in the moment, every time I've dated somebody on TV, I thought like, you know what? I mean, this is crazy, whatever. I'm forcing it a little bit. But after, you know, you get in there and everything's fine, you're like, maybe this could be the one. Maybe the world was meant to work out in a way that I got on TV. And then this other person, the world found them and brought them to me through this method. And at the end of the day, it's more so, I think, like Stockholm syndrome. You're locked away. You got like 2 or 3 choices. You say, fuck it. And you just make it work.
Yeah. Well, your first show, I believe, was The Bachelor, Bachelorette, where there's only one woman.
Right.
I have to know. So going into that, did you audition? Did someone submit you? Did you submit yourself? Did you go in for a live audition?
I just straight went in.
Really?
I saw on Facebook there was a thing going on in like Oklahoma City, which was like an hour and a half from me. I lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I just got in the car, drove out there, and I actually went to the one that was for the girls. So I went in, and it was like 30 chicks. I was feeling real cool that day, you know?
That's so funny.
The girls were staring me down, and so I ended up, you know, I did my interviews, and they were like, hey, we're going to give you a call on, you know, like November. I think it was like June when I went in. And I
oh,
was
wow.
Like, yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, all right, talk to you in November. Mm-hmm. And then sure enough, November, I get a call, like, hey, you know, come down to Dallas. I'm like, well, yeah, okay. So it was just very, like, a very long process, and very, like, it was just... It's a lot of work, you know what I mean? I mean, a lot of meetings and a lot of paperwork and a lot of waiting, never knowing. You don't want to tell somebody you're going on because
you don't know if you're going to get home. You're going to feel real stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my biggest fear. I've talked about this a lot on our Bachelor After Show, that I think I would be like the worst Bachelor contestant because I have terrible anxiety, first of all. And then I couldn't imagine going through just the process, the long process of auditioning and then preparing and buying like 2 months worth of clothing and evening gowns and then going in and not trying to lose my mind, dealing with like 29 other women. Who knows if they're going to be nice. It's very stressful. And then on top of that, you're like seeking validation from one dude. And who knows if he'll even like you, yet you're still supposed to compete for his heart.
That's the thing.
It's crazy. When you went in, did you like JoJo initially?
That was the thing. I had no idea who she was. So one of the very first things we did, so right after they booked the show, and we're waiting to get in the hotel to go, you know, onto the show. We had like 3-4 days in the hotel.
Yeah.
They took a video of me. They're like, okay, you know, someone's about to be announced as the Bachelorette. And they videoed me, you know, watching her be announced. And I'm like, I was like, yay. I wasn't particularly that attracted to her.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I was like, okay, she's pretty. Like, I can make it work, but it's not like I was like, yes. So they were like, okay, we're going to scrap that video.
Yeah, we need to not use
like,
that one.
Me being like, cool. Because I never watched the show, so I had no idea.
And a lot of the times, attraction grows after like getting to know someone. Yeah. So unless they are physically your type to a T when you see them.
Yeah, she wasn't. That's the thing.
Like, I personally, and maybe this is from watching, obviously, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, like, I think JoJo is stunning.
Yeah, look now. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, she looks great.
She's gorgeous. But like, even thinking, and this is terrible to say, but like, Ari, if I were going on the show and then it was announced it was Ari, I wouldn't be that excited, but I would have to pretend that I was. Was it hard? Like, did they pump you up to like, come on, this could be your wife. Like, you love her.
Not initially. Initially, it was almost like a test to see how much, you know, you were vibing her. But definitely, like, they, you know, when you're doing an interview or something a little bit later down the line, it's like, she looks gorgeous, right? She's amazing today. You're like, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, she does, you know? So you get a little bit pumped up. And, I mean, for me, it was just like I said, like, I didn't have that initial attraction. It was like, it kind of grew. And so, yeah, you do. And especially when somebody's put on this pedestal filled with diamonds and jewels and $50 million houses, you know, and everything set up around them. There's a lot of things that you just can't help falling for somebody.
Especially when you're competing. Like, I'm a very competitive person when I play Monopoly. Like, I couldn't imagine playing against 29 women for one man's
exactly.
heart.
Exactly,
It gets to you.
That's why everybody on that show, a lot of the people that go in and they start trying to make friends, and it's like, okay, well, you're competing. What are you competing for? Because you can compete for two things. You can compete for the person's heart that you're trying to get, or you can compete for followers and to be liked by the viewers.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually put in more effort to actually get to know the girl and potentially be married with her than anybody else because I said, screw these friendships. Like, this makes no sense. I do not care what you guys think. I'm just going to go for the girl. But a lot of the times, what people do is they go in and they're competing, but they're like, wow, look how many friends I have. See how likable I am?
Yeah.
You should like me too. By the way, click that follow button, you know?
By the way, I'm selling teeth whitener today.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's get into. So Chad and I wanted to ask each other questions and like stalk each other, as we were saying earlier. And that kind of brings me into some of the questions I have from your season. So one thing that I remember, because JoJo was a while ago. Like, it was
two and a half years.
Yeah, it's been three bachelors.
Almost 3 years ago. Shit. 2 months until it's been 3 years ago.
But there's one thing that's been drilled in my mind that I just haven't forgotten, and that was your relationship with Evan.
Oh, yeah.
I will tell you, Chad, with your edit and everything, like, I was unsure of who you were, and I really, so far, like you as a person. I think you're a cool guy. I think you're really funny. But on the show, they gave this edit that was making you out to be the villain. However, I still sided with you when it came to Evan. I couldn't stand so Evan annoying. On the show.
It was that's the thing I don't understand. People still watch it back, and people are like, but you bullied Evan. And I'm like, now how does that make any sense, okay? Have you ever seen a bully sitting in the corner of a classroom and the kid that's getting beat up keeps going to that kid? Like, I'm sitting there minding my business the entire time, and this kid repeatedly just came to me, telling me I'm horrible, messing with me. Like, and it's like, how, in what way? If I'm a bully, you don't normally pursue the bully. If yeah. anything, he was a bully, but he was just doing it from the look of a nerd.
Yeah, especially in the... In Paradise, I felt like that was very clear, because I remember yeah. these are the
in Paradise. It's like he made it very clear that he was playing a character at that point. And so it's like he was like, haha, look, I'm messing with him. But it's like, really, like, dude, you're annoying me, like, this. Yeah. What are you doing? Like, you, and then off camera, he'd always be nice to me. I'm like, no, like, dude, what are you doing? You
don't get on camera.
Off camera. He's annoying. Like, how are you doing? You know? And I'm like, dude, you realize you just made me look like a total dick. Because there were plenty of times on both shows where I was like, please, just leave me alone, man. Like, you're a cool guy, but, like, stop messing with me. Like, stop.
Yeah.
Like, I was practically, like, on my knees begging the kid.
Well, because it gets very annoying. And then especially when you're isolated from the outside world, you right. have no communication with people that you're genuinely friends with outside. And you're being kind of constantly bothered by this one person who won't leave you alone yeah. when you're stuck in a house with them. Like, I think that would drive me crazy, too. So, to this yeah. day, you're not. Not cool with Evan, are you
not
okay?
Not anymore. I mean, I'm still mad because of, I mean, just the image that he put off that made me have to deal with. I mean, yeah. granted, it made for, like, it was entertaining and it made people like, you know, this bipolar or polarizing thing with me and him. But it was mm-hmm. still like, bro, you put me in a situation where I didn't ever want to be in, you know? Yeah. Like, if I tell you to stay away and you keep coming and coming and coming, it's like, eventually, what do you do when words aren't working? You have to be like, stop, like, you know, yeah, like,
it gets, it's too much.
I can't think of any good metaphors for it, you know what I mean, Sam? Yeah. But eventually you have to have, like, a rake and, like, push them away. Like, you know, because sometimes words just don't do it. And it was like, dude,
yeah, I will say, what, no matter what you're doing, I don't think it was working. But off of Evan, I do want to say, we got a question in the chat from Canada, representing apparently all of Canada, asking, does he really eat all those cold cuts? Do you really eat all those cold cuts?
No, that's that's one of the things on those shows is, so, like, when I'm at home, you know, I'll prepare normally like 20, 30 chicken breasts at once.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I put them in Ziploc bags.
Oh, you're a meal prepper all the time?
Just chicken. Everything else I can prepare. If I'm going to add that to rice, I could just heat up some rice, add some eggs, whatever. That's pretty simple. But the thing that takes, you know, it's a pain in the ass is the meat.
Yeah.
So I prepare that in advance. So I just go and grab it, heat it up. But in all these shows, they never have that. And the only way, like, you can't just go around drinking protein shakes all the time. It's not healthy. You have to have, like, solid food. And the only solid protein that you can just grab on the go in all these shows is always just deli meats. So in every show, I'm either eating an egg or deli meat or something.
Actually, I do remember that now, thinking back to the edits. And also, for someone, because you clearly live a healthy lifestyle, if you're meal prepping, I consider that extremely healthy and surpasses anything I've done. So you don't have, like, any way to exercise on the show, right? They don't give you, like, weights or anything. You kind of have to make do with
not on The Bachelor.
Not on The Bachelor, but in Paradise.
So I remember on The Bachelor, I was the first person ever. I brought, like, $1,500 cash and was like, look, I don't care if I never get this money back, go buy me dumbbells, go buy me a gym, something.
You did not.
Yeah. Because I worked my ass off to get in shape for the show. And once I got there, I was like, I'm not losing this. I worked hard for this.
That's so funny. They did it?
They went and got us like three sets of dumbbells, like some 60s, 40s, and 30s. So it worked out.
Oh my gosh.
So we were the first season ever after like 15 years to have weights.
That's crazy. All because I did that. So any future Bachelorette contestants or Bachelor contestants, take notes. Chad has the inside scoop.
I'm sure they probably do now. Yeah, just because of that.
And so on the show, you're not allowed to bring absolutely any, so no magazines?
Yeah, is this correct? No books. Magazines, books, phone, electronics.
So what did you do all day?
I mean, me, I hung out. I just like laid by the pool and ate and worked out. Everybody else was like chit-chatting and drinking and having fun, like a party, like a full party all day, every day. I just thought it didn't make sense. And I mean, looking back, I mean, when I do shows now, yeah, like I have fun, I have drinks, I get to know people, I hang out and have a good time. Because it's like, hey, we're doing a show, we're having fun. But at that point, like, I was like, we're here to get married. I don't want to know you, you know? So I took it very seriously. Like, if I am going to get married, I'm going to continue living like my normal life that I would live in the regular real world. I'm going to do that here too.
Yeah.
So I thought that made the most sense when you're supposed to get married on the show.
That makes sense. I hear you. I hear you. Okay, so we do have like a little fun segment that I think we're going to try out.
Okay.
It's Let's Chat About It. Get it? Because his name is Chad. Yeah. Yep. You're welcome,
it's
guys.
Like chat, so with a D.
Yes, thank you very much. So something I'd really love to talk to you today about. So as we know, so I'm a dating blogger. You love talking about dating. You're a guy. I'm a girl. Let's find out what our thoughts are on this. So one big thing that I guess people talk about nowadays for a while is the whole topic of ghosting. This kind of came up recently. I was thinking about it because I don't know if you guys know this. So Ariana Grande, she's killing it right now. I don't know if you're really into Ariana Grande.
She's always been killing it, though.
But she's like,
you
really
mean like fame killing it or like financial killing it?
Everything. Did you see her Seven Rings music video?
No.
We're gonna have to watch that after this.
She's been killing it for a while.
She's so talented. But like right now, she's like the top of the top of her game. Like everyone's so excited for this new album dropping. I believe.
I'd be pretty talented too if I had a team of 100 people behind me.
Oh God! Right? Know? Same. Like, please.
Like, you make me talented at anything.
But. So people have been asking what like her songs are about, and someone asked what her song Ghostin' is about because she released all the tracks off of her new album Thank You Next, and she said to the fan, feeling badly for the person you're with because you love somebody else, feeling badly because he can tell he can't compare, and how I should be ghosting him. So a lot of people have been assuming that that's about Pete Davidson, like wanting to ghost Pete Davidson because he can't compare to Mac Miller. So I guess
how would you like, I don't know, I guess they're both weird looking dudes. I was gonna say, like, how could you like that guy over that guy? But I mean, that one's got the eyes and one's just got the whole face. I don't know, maybe that's mean, but
Well, you know, Ariana Grande and Mac Miller dated for like 2 years, and then she broke up with Mac, we don't really know when, started dating Pete, and then Mac Miller passed away, and that's that's when her and
forgot about that.
Yeah, Pete broke up, and so this whole album like seems a little bit shady towards Pete. So I want to know, have you ever ghosted someone or wanted to ghost someone?
I think I've ghosted a lot.
Really?
No, I'm not so much like an instant ghost, like for sure. I wouldn't do that unless like you did something horrible.
Okay.
I'm more of like a slow kind of fade.
Well, that's not, I think that's better. I think that's the polite way to ghost. I think you shouldn't just quit cold turkey.
Yeah.
No pun intended from the cold cuts earlier. But I think you can't just drop off the face of the planet out of nowhere.
I think that's really rude.
It's so rude.
Yeah, I mean, if they ever like straight up asked me or something, you know what I mean? Like,
be honest. What's up?
Yeah, I'd be straight up honest. But normally, it's just like, I don't know. I haven't gotten to like a serious dating point in a very long time, so it's like most of my relationships are like, well, we hung out twice, you know.
That just is dating in LA.
Yeah,
I think that's what you've described
exactly.
Yeah, because I don't think I've ever, every guy that's ever ghosted me or like kind of disappeared has eventually come back because they were going through something, and then they'll try to never fully disappeared.
Sometimes I'm just busy.
Sometimes like, you're just busy.
And it's just like, nah, not right now. Like,
sometimes you're not over an ex.
Yeah.
A lot of things, but
or sometimes I'm not quite sure if I like this other one better.
It could be like the Bachelor, Bachelorette. Like you can't who's the
I think
final
we're all
two?
Running our own little versions of the Bachelor and Bachelorette, you know?
Well, I think it
they just don't know it.
Have you seen that meme?
I mean, there's a lot of girls out there right now, and they're on my own bachelorette, basically. My own bachelor.
You're the bachelor right now. They just have
no idea. You're competing. You didn't know till now.
I don't think, to be honest, though, I don't think there's anything wrong with dating multiple people as long as you're not lying to the person saying that you're exclusive.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you're not cheating, I don't really see the harm if they straight up ask you, you know, and you're not exclusive. You can be like, yeah, I've gone on some other dates, but I don't think that you need to like be telling them every date you go on.
I talk to a lot. I don't really go on a lot of dates because I fall in love like super easy. So
do you?
The minute I hang out with a girl and she's like pretty and cool, I'm like, this this is the one. So I cut all the other ones off, and then it's like another 3-month process to get like get you to find new ones or go get those other ones back again. Like, wait a minute, I was wrong. I left for a while, but yeah. I'm back now.
I'm back.
I know I should have hung out with you. We talked for a year, and we never hung out, but then I ended up all of a sudden dating someone out of nowhere.
Ugh.
That's what happens a lot of times.
Yeah, I think with the whole falling in love fasting, I think that's what happened with this Ariana Grande situation with Pete. I was saying that I bet that the relationship wouldn't last because it felt that she just jumped into a new relationship to get over her old one. And I never think rebounds truly work out.
Yeah, that's true. It does. You have to be comfortable with yourself. If you're not comfortable alone, and I've dated girls like that, where you can't date somebody who constantly feels the need to be out with people, to be dating someone, to do anything. You need to be capable of like if you have a day off from work and you have nothing to do and you can't just sit home alone and just have a day where you do nothing, like you need to work through some issues.
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, you need to be your own best friend first and foremost.
Yeah.
Because a lot of time when we don't love ourselves, I remember reading something where it was like, if you don't love yourself 100%, then someone could be loving you at like 50% and you'll have no idea because you only love yourself at 20%. So until you get to that full 100%, you will not know like what love you truly deserve and will accept less.
Exactly.
So I thought that was a helpful tidbit. But I think what everyone
gotta love yourself before you love someone else.
That's true. And honestly, people think it's corny, but it's very true. You do. Speaking of love, I do want to get into the Bachelor recap.
Yeah.
I think people really want to hear Chad's perspective on this season because everything I've heard was very positive, and I know you haven't really been keeping too much up with this new season, but you did come on our after show last night. You did watch an episode. What are your thoughts?
I mean, so far, first off, I mean, season's good. I mean, I always want to talk shit on them, but like, the minute you like... You know, you get an hour in and you're like, God, it's forever. But I also like need to know what happens.
Yeah.
You know, you immediately feel like I know these girls. Now I need to know what are they doing for the rest of their lives.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
But I think it's good. I mean, I think it's entertaining. I think Colton is in absolutely no way, shape or form ready for a relationship.
Ooh, this is a hot take. And to be honest, my panel and I are kind of on the same page, but I do want to hear why you think that.
I mean, just you look at him, he's like a kid in a candy store with these girls around. And it's like he's just not ready. And and I'll tell you this. OK, if he hadn't had sex yet, based upon the fact that it was a religious choice or he couldn't get it would be worse. But a religious choice, that's one thing. And he could choose one and go with it. But you haven't had sex yet because you just haven't had sex. That's your reason. So once you pop, you're not going to want to stop. Like, once he gets one of those chicks in this house or something, what's to say, like, bro, you just tried one fruit of the world. Now you're going to want to try all of the fruits. And you're going to tell me you're immediately going to go get married to this girl?
Yeah, that's what actually Demi was saying. That's the remember Demi, the very outspoken one that got, like, two of her haters sent home?
Yeah.
Bless Demi's heart. In her intro package, I actually rewatched it today. Because I have a life. And she said something about, like, with Colton losing his virginity, he doesn't know if he likes vanilla cupcakes or chocolate cupcakes or strawberry cupcakes. If he's only had a Funfetti cupcake, how will he know?
Exactly.
And that's very true. I mean, given a lot of people, and I don't really know the percentage. I'm not even going to pretend
people
I know.
People that don't have sex before marriage.
Yeah, people wait.
And it can work well like that. But if there's nothing, no moral code, or there's nothing ingrained in you that, like, you know, is stopping you from having sex with other people, then what, you know?
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is we're humans. Like,
I feel
we want to have sex with people. It's just the way it is.
And he might just have sex. Yeah. Do you think, so based on that, do you think he's going to end up with whoever he picks? Or, I mean, I'm sure he's going
to
pick someone.
I think if at the end of the show they gave him, like, whoever he chose to get engaged to or whatever ends up happening, if whoever he chose to let him get engaged said, all right, you got 60 days, go bang as many girls as you want. And he did that and then came back, I think he'd be good to go to get married. And I think he'd be fine. But it's just the fact that he will always know, if he were to just choose that one girl to go with it, that he never lived and he never lived for no reason.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying on that. I mean, honestly, like, these girls this season, and we were also talking about this yesterday, are so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
They're so stunning. I mean, truly, he'd be lucky to end up with any of them. Who, if you were Colton,
I mean, any of them. What was that one girl that was fighting with Demi?
Which, Courtney?
Yeah.
You don't like Courtney? Okay, yeah. That's true. Courtney was a little bit much, I will say.
Or Tracy. Tracy wasn't very...
I don't like Tracy or Courtney.
She's just got a mean face.
But you know what I said? Like, Chad, this is what I tell people. I'm like, I don't even know if I can judge because I think I would personally lose my mind on this show. I think I would be like that ball of anxiety who just will not go that's up to true. Colton. I couldn't do it. I can date in the real world. I can't date on TV. So as much as I don't like TV Courtney or TV Tracy, they're probably... okay in real
that's
life.
That's true. They could, you know, you never know. Maybe that's what they thought was like, that was their role.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what they thought was going to blow up. Now they got everybody hating them. Oof. And it probably didn't work, you know?
Yeah.
There's a fine line between what you do in terms of like on TV, like, okay, this is going to get ratings and blow me up, but it's going to make me hate. Like, if it blows you up to here, but it makes you hated to here, not good.
Yeah.
Not good. But if it blows you up to here and you're hated, The amount that you blow up and the amount of ratings and airtime and all that shit is very important in terms of like also scaling it to your hated level.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely blew up yeah. with your season.
But good thing was I had a lot of likable like moments and things like that.
Because you weren't so a straight up like, bully.
So it was like the hated level was very like below like the amount of, I can't even think of a word for it, what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean?
I know what you're like, saying. No, I totally agree with you on what you're saying. And I do think it probably has a lot to do with what, like, they're told behind the scenes by producers of, like, oh, this will look good for you. You're sticking up for yourself.
Yeah, but exactly.
How everything came across with those two girls, I honestly feel bad for them because watching it was cringy for me as a viewer. I'm like, ooh, this is not a good look for you. If you were Colton, though, who would you pick to be your wife?
Ooh, pick to be my wife? I feel like I'd have to go through the process. I mean, I don't think I could just pick one.
Based on the little bit. I mean, because let's be real. They don't get that much time together anyway.
Little bit.
It's a little snippet that you got just from the one episode.
Just from that episode, Demi.
Demi, really?
Yeah, Demi for sure.
Ooh.
So, I mean, look, if you went based off fun, Demi. If you went based off sex, I'd say Cassie.
Cassie's stunning.
Yeah. But then again, there was also that Bree girl, and then there is Caitlin Clemens, two girls that I've seen pictures
Brie,
of, but I haven't seen on the show. I didn't watch the videos, so.
Yeah, Caitlin, I felt bad because she got a bad edit. Bree was barely on it at all. Bree was the Australian girl, for those of you who don't remember, because she was on it for 2 seconds.
I thought she was hot till I saw she did a podcast with Ben and Ashley where she was like, yeah, are you single, Ben? And then he was like, no. And she was like, oh, well, yeah, I'm interested in Dean. And I'm like, okay, if you're interested in those two guys.
That
like,
happened? Oh, my God. That's my cringy. Oh, my God. I would die.
She's like, well, if you were single, I don't know. It's just like, bro, if you like Ben, like, come on.
But Ben, okay, Chad.
He's not a bad-looking guy.
Ben is so cute. I interviewed him. I did a carpet for, I think, the AMAs, and Dean went.
Yeah, but if that's what you're shooting for, I ain't the... I'm the other way.
So that's when you're like, I don't think Brie and I could work out.
I just don't. Ben seems like a nice guy. Comes across as a nice guy. I just don't think Ben is Ben.
You think he's putting up a...
I think he's been putting up a Ben thing for years and years and years.
Really?
Because when I met him, man, I got him to crack for like 10 seconds.
Stop it. Oh my God, you have to tell us what the time Ben cracked.
So it was when we were filming his stupid episode of Ben and Lauren shows, the after show.
Oh, that show was so bad.
Yeah, it was bad. But they had me on, and the way they got me on, they told me, like, look, we want to show you're likable. Like, we want to show you, like, not actually a bad guy. And I was like, cool, thanks. Like,
oh, no.
That'll be fun.
Did they trick you?
Yeah, of course. So it was supposed to be me and Lauren went fishing and all this stuff. By the way, Lauren flirting with me like crazy on that show.
Stop.
Right in front of him, but... I'm pretty sure they didn't really hear that.
Do you think that's when they broke up, like around the time of the show?
I think, yeah, it was like right after that. I don't know. I don't know if he saw it. I don't know. Maybe that's why he was so mad at me. But anyway, he kept trying to like get me to apologize for all this stuff that I did, for vague things, for just being who I was or whatever. And I apologized literally 2 hours straight while we're filming this whole scene at a campfire. Mm-hmm. And eventually I was like, what the fuck do you want? Like, what do you want? Are you serious? Like, I'm sitting here. I've been apologizing for 2 hours straight. Like, eventually I'm tired of apologizing and now you're pissing me off. Like, take the apology. And so he pulls me aside. He's like, look, man. And he's acting like a producer. He's like, everyone out there just like wants to fucking, I didn't say fucking. He's like, they want to see that, like, you know, they want to see you, you know, see the inside, like show the people and all this stuff. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, there's nothing I can do. And he's like, look, man, if you just want to say like, fuck it, like, and not even do this shit. And I go, there you are, bro. There you are. And he goes, look, I'm just saying. And I was like, yeah, you fucking.
Oh my God.
I got you to crack for a second there.
See, I will say those are, like, I think the best types to be the bachelor or bachelorettes, because you have to come across perfect. And yeah. No one is. So it blows my mind, because I do think, like, the Ben that we see on TV, it can't be 100% who he is. I think that's who he probably is to friends. Maybe not close friends. Definitely not who he's dating, but that's who he is. Like, yeah. That's who he wants to be perceived. I mean, everyone has, like, their
on-air. I just don't trust people like that. I just don't trust people that everything is, like, I don't know. I'm very friendly, but even I think my way of showing I'm real a lot of times, and maybe that's just me, I'll throw out a cuss word or something randomly as I'm being friendly. Hey, great to meet you. It's a beautiful fucking day. And, you know, something just to show a little bit of off-edgeness, just to show you that I am genuine. When people are just so straightforward, like, pleasant surprise, great to see you. Oh, hello. You know, 24/7, it's like, okay, if you did one or two little things messed up, like, you know, that wasn't perfect, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's just too much perfect. It's
too much.
Comes off as a full front.
Yeah. Like Stepford Wives. It's just fake.
Exactly. And exactly.
I don't like that either. I think that's a very LA thing as well. Like in this industry, I mean, I'm in like, obviously like this hosting industry, there are a lot of people who are not genuine, and I've gotten very good at picking it out and knowing kind of who to trust, what people are actually my close friends, what people are not. But in this show, I'm sure you've had a lot of experiences dealing with fake people that have this persona on TV, don't come across that way in real life. Do you think Ben could be like a fuckboy in disguise? Or do you think he is just...
I think he's an ego boy in disguise. Oof. I don't think he's necessarily like banging girls. I think it's about power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each person has their thing that they want in life, you know?
Yeah.
And with him, I just think it's a power thing.
Okay. I like... This is actually very interesting. You know who I want to... What about, do you know Jordan Kimball? Did you watch anything?
Yeah, yeah.
What are your thoughts on him? Because he was a very interesting villain, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. So the thing I think about Jordan is, I think Jordan is kind of the nerdy little quick-spoken kid that kind of got better looking as he got older, but never really got out of the insecurities of being that nerdy kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like when I met him, he just came across a little, like, kind of weird. Like, like, he was cool, you know what I mean? But, I mean, like, on the show, he kept talking about how confident he is and he gets girls and all this stuff. But the minute I met him, like, and I hate, like, saying stuff like this, but it's like, I know if there was a girl sitting there and you're sitting there, too, it's like, I'm going to get the girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, it's kind of overcompensating.
Exactly. Even I recognize that. And I think I did that on the show, too, with my aggression, you know? I think I overcompensated for sure because I was worried about being screwed with and a little bit scared about, you know, the girl not liking me. So I overcompensated with some, like, aggro, as they would say. You know? I did that, but I think he was just, like, extremely overcompensating for, like, you know, his confidence. Like, you got to get up and the first thing you put on in the morning is confidence. And everyone's like, yeah, I love that. It's like, you're not supposed to put on your confidence. You should hardly have your confidence. Like,
that's true.
Do you take your if you're putting on your confidence, that means you took it off at night?
Wow, hot take, Chad Johnson. That's a good point, though, I have to say. Did you hear what happened with Jordan? This was a big drama. Jordan and Jenna after Paradise.
Hey, I knew it was going to happen sometime to somebody.
What do you think? So she, like, came out.
I'll be honest, though, I felt bad for him. I know exactly what happened.
You know exactly
what
happened?
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's okay. Now I'm curious because I first 100% believed him. Loved the way how he was handling it. But then when she... like, posted about proving herself and he didn't respond, I didn't know. I'm like, was I tricked? Was she?
I think that she was using a different phone and she was. what happened was, so Jenna was dating Jordan on the show.
Yeah.
And you could tell Jordan actually really loved her. I felt through the camera, you know?
It felt he was a little puppy dog in love.
Yeah. And she basically got caught texting her boyfriend, her real boyfriend, telling him that, like, she was just dating Jordan. It's just for the show. She had no interest in him. She's just waiting for him to do something wrong so she could spin the storyline to make Jordan look bad and make her look good. And, you know, I knew it was going to happen eventually because, what do you think? It's TV, you know, a bunch of this stuff happens. There's a lot of fake relationships. So I knew it would happen to somebody, but I didn't know it would be so soon, like, and so, like, obvious, you know, she got caught.
That was crazy. That story blew my mind because it was so much drama in, like, a matter of a few days to a week. What she was saying, defending herself and being like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And then Jordan's responses kept making me want to believe him, but I didn't know. And it made me feel like this the relationships on these shows can be so fake. It's crazy how you can fake that with someone.
Yeah. I mean, with the amount of money some of those relationships are making, you know, you could do a lot when you're getting paid millions of dollars to be with somebody. And the minute you know that you break up with somebody, that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not saying all the relationships are fake. I'm just saying there's a lot of incentive. But the thing that I think happened with that Jenna situation, and I think the reason she was saying she has proof that it wasn't her and all that, is I think that she was probably very calculating. And so she probably never said anything that technically, through that burner phone that she had while she was texting the guy, nothing that technically said that it was her. And so she was saying, you know, like, oh, you know, you can't prove it's me. Obviously, it wasn't me. When the guy and her both knew it was her, but she just probably never said, hey, it's Jenna.
Oh my God.
A lot of these girls in TV, when they're doing stuff like that, they're very calculated. I recently had a girl screenshotting everything I'd ever said to her, apparently.
Stop it.
Yeah.
So. Ooh, the days of the screenshots, like, love them, send them to my friends. Like, I'm on that board. Like, I can't even lie. We all do it, but it's so different when you're on a reality show that, like, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people know who you are, and then someone could completely tear your reputation.
Yeah.
And if they have that intention just to make themselves look better. Like, this was the first time.
It's not
going to
help them anyway. It just makes them look worse.
Makes them look way worse.
Everybody thinks that by bashing other people that you're gonna somehow become more famous. It's like you're just making yourself look stupid.
Yeah.
You're just hurting you and you're hurting me. I don't know why they do it.
Yeah. I do want to get some questions from our viewers. So I do see one. Actually, two people just asked about Alex. I remember Alex from JoJo season. So what happened with your little friend, Alex?
I have no idea. I haven't heard from him since. Last I remember, I tweeted at him that I was going to buy his family and make him my family.
That's funny.
Yeah. Other than that, he blocked me.
He blocked you?
Yeah, he blocked me on Twitter.
Did you guys end on bad terms?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because he was actually serious. That guy was actually crazy. Like,
oh, God. To be honest, I don't remember how things left off with him. I remember not liking him. I remember him going on Paradise and being really unlikable because he kept trying to date Amanda when she wasn't interested.
Is that what he did? I never watched that
season. Oh, my God. It was...
Because I was supposed to be on that season, and they just ghosted me right before.
Of course. See, even ABC ghosts. But I remember he kept trying to date Amanda, and the whole panel for The Bachelor After Show was like, what are you doing? Like, stop trying. And he wouldn't. Okay, here we go. Someone said, I hated Jenna and Jordan, that they did not work out. It did look like real love at first sight. Well, there you go. Love at first sight doesn't... It exists to an extent where you can be, like, super attracted to someone at first sight. And, like, maybe after getting to know them, they are meeting all the... All your... they're up to standard. They're perfect for you. That happens. Like,
Did you see it, though? I felt like... When I watched it, it seemed like she thought he was kind of a nerd and she was playing him. It looked like she liked that French guy more.
Ugh, I hated the French guy.
What was
his name?
But that French guy, that guy pulls, you know? Like...
Benoit. Oh, God.
I don't care what you say. That guy pulls chicks. But I think she knew Jordan's more known in America.
I hate that thought. I will say.
She'll get at that Benoit after the show, you know?
She probably may. I mean, she had her boyfriend, so who knows? I don't know. I don't trust anything about Jenna after the whole thing that happened.
Yeah.
I
remember she tweeted me something one time, but the way she tweeted, it was just like I said something about, like, sucks that she left for Benoit or something like that. I forget what it was, but the way she tweeted at me was very like, oh, what up? You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
it was,
my God.
As like you could feel the flirt through the tweet, and it was while she was dating him, and I was almost like, ooh, you're gonna get yourself in trouble.
That's crazy. Okay, someone asked, does Chad still talk to any of the guys from his season of The Bachelorette?
I mean, I've talked to James Taylor a little bit. But he's basically the only guy.
Oh, he was so cute.
Yeah, he's actually really cool. I go up and down with him, though, because, you know, he's cool one time, and then the next time he does something weird, or I see him hanging out with, like, the other guys from the show that I hate, and I'm just like, all right, nah.
Ugh. Is it, do you talk to anyone else from the show? Like, have you ever talked to another villain that I know that I'm actually good friends with is Demario. Have you ever talked to Demario?
Oh, yeah. Me and Demario are cool. So that is somebody I totally didn't think about. Oh, Iggy and Demario.
Iggy? Oh, Iggy. I do know Iggy.
Yeah, so I'm cool with those guys.
We should have Demario in on our show. I think that would be really fun. So I think he'd absolutely come in. Okay. Have you talked to JoJo since the show?
No. I think last time I had an interaction with her was I tweeted her to come over when Jordan was at the store.
Stop it.
I was like, next time Jordan Rounder is at the grocery store, holla, you know?
Oh, my God.
So I don't, I haven't talked to them at all since, though.
Oh, I like this question. This is bringing back so many memories. Did Chad ever give Evan money for that shirt?
No, I never gave him money for that shirt.
What did you rip? You ripped his shirt, right?
Yeah, I ripped his shirt. But he tried to push me down, and they couldn't. To this day, I'm still like pretty adamant about like I almost fell. If you watch it back, you can't really tell that I almost fell, but you can see him push me. But like I swear, I was like, whoa, what the hell, man?
Yeah,
and that's why I like freaked out and grabbed him.
Yeah, the whole Evan thing. I don't even know. That guy got really annoying to me. So I almost don't blame you. Yeah. But wow, we have I think so much to talk about for next week.
Yeah.
Is there anything
we didn't even get to talk about you yet?
I know.
We got on the Bachelor stuff.
We could do a quick little fire.
Yeah. Let me do a quick rapid fire here.
Tell me. Okay. Ask me away.
How long have you been in LA?
I've been in LA for 5 years.
Okay, and what'd you come to LA specifically for?
For entertainment, and now I do entertainment.
Alrighty. Let's see. Has that always been your goal in life?
No.
Do entertainment? Oh, yeah?
Well, entertainment, yes. Host, no. I used to want to be an actress, but, like, I wasn't that good of an actress, and I think it was a very far-fetched dream. Maybe if I took classes and truly dedicated myself to it, but
yeah.
I'm much better at hosting.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's see. I was, like I said, I was trying to scroll through your Instagram to get some questions, and it was... It didn't leave me with, there's a lot of bathing suit pics. I don't know what I'm going to ask about them.
What bathing suit store do you
like? Do you prefer pink or blue tops?
My Instagram is very much like, here's me. And I try to, you know, do the whole brand deal thing and do the hosting. I try, it's really hard
to choose, right? Because you're like, do I want to like present the host thing or do I want to present the brand deal thing? You know what I mean? Like in terms of Instagram?
Yeah.
Because I go back and forth from like, oh, here's a picture of me with castmates of TV or like, here's me doing a bunch of gym stuff. And it's like the TV people don't get the gym stuff and the gym stuff people don't get the TV.
Yep. Yeah. It's tricky. You got to like, it's so weird using Instagram as a business because I feel like, and I don't know if you get this, do you have people judge you straight off of your Instagram? Because people absolutely are like, oh, I didn't know you had a personality based on your Instagram. People probably have said that to me. So yeah, based on, I could tell why you didn't get that much from my Instagram.
Trying to look it up. So you're here, then you also do dating blog.
I have a dating blog.
Well, how'd you get into that?
So when I first moved to LA,
have you been on 1,000 dates?
I went on 1,000 dates. No, I moved to LA and I had just a blog about living in the city. It was originally called catslipstickla.com. And then because I had no friends, so I would just write on a blog and I had a big interest in writing. And then eventually I started giving advice and then my advice started shifting to dating. So now it's sexting and the city. So it's like Sex and the City for millennials. I've gone on like 7 dates in 7 days and I wrote about my experience. I give like red flags. I tell funny stories and I come from the place of like, we all mess up. We're all like that person, whatever that person could be in what scenario. So be honest about it and like, let's laugh and learn from our experiences.
Right. You're talking about like dating experiences in general?
Yeah. We've all overthought why someone just said, hey, with a period. And we like get super on our heads about it. I'm very open about that. Oh, the worst.
I just had a girl. I was sitting here the other night and that girl from The Bachelor slid in.
And she just said, hey, with a period?
Well, no, you remember when we were sitting there and she was, she said hard eyes.
Who does that?
And I was like, where are you from? Like, she said Hollywood. I'm like, okay.
Okay, you slid into my
DMs? You fucking messaged me here. Like, what did you, do you know where you are? You came here. Like, you knocked on my door. Okay.
100%. People are so weird, though.
Seriously, that's like a telemarketer. That's like somebody knocking on your door and you're like, what's up? And they're like, huh?
Exactly.
What do you mean? You're like, you just knocked on the door. Like, I'm answering the door. What do you want?
100%. Yeah, I hate that so much. But yeah, I'm very open and honest about that on my blog. About like how you overthink, like when someone's not responding for an hour, like every 5 minutes. Like,
oh yeah.
Well, they could be busy.
You know what quickly makes you feel better about that though?
What?
Messaging someone else.
Dating advice from Chad Johnson.
Yeah.
Are you waiting for a text? Text someone else.
Yeah, it does make you feel better. You'd be surprised how many things that are like instant gratification actually make you feel a lot better about things that, you know, normally would have made you feel bad for a few days.
It's true. Honestly, I will say, and this is a fast fix because it's not going to get easier when you're getting over someone or you're trying not to think about someone. Sign up for Tinder and do some swipes. Because I'm telling you, just someone like that, oh, someone swiped right at me, it helps a little bit.
It does. Even just seeing that little bit of like, oh, somebody likes me.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel good.
Exactly. Yeah. But we have so much more to get into dating-wise next week. And we'll go over The Bachelor. And if you guys have any other like segment ideas, please reach out to Chad or myself. And yeah, in the meantime, Chad, where can everyone find you?
So everybody can find me at Real Chad Johnson. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast at Bachelor Chad. Also, be sure to check out my merch store, which is chadstuff.com, where you can get all your Fuck You Chris Harrison t-shirts and other memorabilia.
Got to get that t-shirt. And you guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter. And my blog is Sexting and the City. All right. Till next week.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Our good for show. Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.